begin today with tennis. And the Czech men's number one, Radek Štěpánek, was a very frustrated man after his third round exit from Wimbledon on Sunday. In fact, he was so wound up at losing to Mikhail Yuzny that he broke two rackets on the court and four in the changing rooms afterwards. The Czech gave his all in the dramatic four-hour encounter, but his best just wasn't good enough, and he was beaten 5-7, 6-7, 4-6, 7-6, 3-6 by the Russian. Štěpánek, who had been unsure of appearing at Wimbledon because of injury, had this to say when he calmed down after Sunday's defeat.
I put everything into it. I think I played three matches here that I really wasn't up to playing given the state I was in. But I gave my all, and I have to look at it positively. If somebody had said beforehand that I'd win two rounds and play a match like today's, I wouldn't have believed them. But they say fortune favours the brave, so maybe he was braver today.
Radek Štěpánek and his girlfriend, Nicole Vaidišová, has been enjoying something of a return to former standards at Wimbledon after a rather poor season so far. The 19-year-old was the only Czech singles player left in the competition at the start of week two and was due to play Anna Chakvetadze of Russia in the fourth round, just as we went to the studio. Ice hockey, and it remains unclear where Czech star Jaromír Jágr will be playing next season. Jágr has been in talks with both his current club, New York Rangers, and Russia's Omsk. But from Tuesday, the 36-year-old forward will be out of contract and free to talk to any club he likes.
I think there will be more teams, at least I hope so. As far as I know, more than one other club should be involved. If I can wait till the 1st of July, I will be able to consider more offers. I would be working against myself simply if I sped anything up now.
The search for a new Czech football manager grinds on. The Czech Football Association were left with lots of egg on their faces last week after, on the basis of a hoax email, stating wrongly that French coach Gerard Houllier was interested in the job. The Czech FA are due to hold talks again this week with Germany's Klaus Toppmöller, but they may balk at his wage demands. That's all the sport for today.